Psalms 119, verse number 105. Psalms chapter 119, and we'll read together in unison one verse this morning, so verse number 105. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse number 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We'll pray. Lord, we love you. We do thank you for what you've done for us. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. It's a joy to be here this morning. Lord, it's been great to spend time in fellowship with folks in our church. Lord, we thank you for a place we can come together and help each other out. Lord, be an encouragement to one another. Lord, we're looking forward to the message this morning. We're looking forward to hearing from your word. Please take the truth that's been prepared for us, both in your word and by our pastor. May it be clearly present to us. Use him this morning to minister to hearts, convict, encourage, and strengthen where necessary. We'll ask that your presence not just be felt emotionally, but would you work in our hearts and our lives this morning? We'll ask all these things in your name. Amen. You may be seated.
Take your Bibles and keep them open there. Psalm 119. I want you to look at this verse with me, and then I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm going to preach at you. I think a truth that will help you. The truth that helps me, and I figure if it helps me, it can help somebody else. Thy word, that's in reference to the Bible. Thy word, and I want you to notice two different words used here, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Notice God says that the Bible is a lamp and a light. Two different words. We'll get to that in just a moment. I have spent my fair share time in the woods in the dark. Amen, Brother Larry? When I went for my 50th birthday, my family bought me an elk hunting trip in Montana. I'm not sure if they loved me or they were trying to get rid of me. But I remember traveling for 2 days, flying and different things, and I'd gotten about 4 hours of sleep in 48 hours, and we drove and drove and drove up the backside of this mountain, and I had looked at a topo map, Brother Ron, for about 15 minutes, and let two guys out here, and I get to the top of this mountain. We come up over the ridge, and we're at a spot, and let me tell you, if you've never seen dark, go up in the middle of the Rocky Mountains and there ain't nothing out there. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and it's so stinking dark. It's bad. And you're told, go down this path, go about this far, turn right, get out there and find a place to hunt. Okay. I've never even seen this place. I'm 2,000 miles from home. I have never seen it in the daylight. And I'm supposed to find this spot. I walked down the trail about what I thought it was, turned right, found a little bit of heavy woods, and then got into a little bit of a clearing and went to the other side. And there's an unnerving feeling at 10,000 feet at the top of a mountain, realizing there are bears, wolves, mountain lions, and all other kinds of creatures that would like to eat you. It's totally dark. Your cell phone won't work. It's not even good enough to beat something over the head with. And you have no idea where you're at. It's kind of a scary feeling. Now, I've learned the value of a flashlight. I will say, nothing brings you the comfort that daylight does. But if you got a flashlight, you got a little bit of comfort. Can I tell you something? In that kind of darkness, in unfamiliar territory, any light is welcome. Trust me. It's amazing what your mind sees in the dark. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no. But it's amazing how you can see things in the dark that really aren't there. I was standing there that first morning, and I heard things crashing in the trees behind me, Brother snow. I had no idea what it was. But I know this, the safety was off and pointed in that direction. If it got too close, we're going for warning shots, amen? There is an uncertainty to darkness. We rely on what we see so much. When you can see, as far as you're a seeing person, but it's dark, we humans tend to feel very nervous, fearful. We're used to seeing, and seeing a good ways off. Can I tell you something? There's only so much light, and so far you can see with one of those. I don't care how big your flashlight is. You can only see so much and so far. You say, well, that's not very big. Yeah, but you got to carry everything else in your pockets too, man. Wait a minute. It's amazing the ability to sense in the dark what you can't see afar off. When you can only see a little ways out ahead of you, it's amazing what your senses do to you. When I go hunting, and a lot of the places I hunt, I don't need all of this because I know the area pretty well, but especially in unfamiliar territory, I have two tools I take with me. A headlight and a flashlight. This right here fits on your head and around your hat, and it's really only good for what's down around your feet. It really doesn't shine out far enough. Now, I have two lights on this one. This is the one that I use for tracking blood with. It's a special light for colorblind people. But that one right there is for the area right... I've set it out like that, and it shines right down on my feet. And I've got about one extra step ahead of me that I can see. It's called a headlamp. But I also have a flashlight. The flashlight gives me the ability to see down the path a little bit farther. The headlamp keeps me from breaking my neck, tripping on logs and holes in the path. If I'm in the deep brush and looking for a deer that we shot, I got this on to see what's around me, but I'm using this to spy out ahead of me and trying to find the trails and trying to find what's out there. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's exactly what Psalm 119:105 is all about. Two different lights. God tells us that the Bible is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Now, I want to talk to you today about that. May I say something? Neither one of these lights light up the whole woods. Neither one of these lights shows you much more than a few feet or a few yards ahead of you. There's still darkness enveloping around you. But you have the security of seeing what's immediately before you and a little bit more where the path or the trail's at. And that's what God's talking about in Psalm 119:105. The Bible may not give you the light of day, but it will light up around you so you don't stumble. It can light your path to show you the next steps down the road. But the Bible is not necessarily going to be the light of day for you all the time. We, as sinful humans, will never be satisfied if we don't see everything in the light of day. Can I tell you something? We want to be able to see everything, Brother Cross. We want to say, okay, there's the woods and there's the trails. And this is, I can see the deer laying down in there, but you never shoot them in the light. Amen, Brother Larry? At least I don't. They either come out right at early morning, and that's the only time you get to shoot one in the light. But usually it's evening. And man, them boogers can be hard to find. You want to be able to see what's going on around. And Thanksgiving night, I had shot one, and my wife had to go in with me and help me for hold some legs while I gutted in my pack and stuff. And my wife's not used to being in the woods in the dark. Believe me, I'm still paying for that one. I have about another 20 years of that sentence. But it was funny. We'd get there and she'd say, "What's that? What's what? What's that noise?" Shoot, I'm so used to it, I don't even pay attention. I said, "Don't worry, but what's that?" "Just a critter." "What kind?" I said, "You got the light. Don't worry, it's not going to bother you." I said, "The bear had been through here a couple weeks ago. They're not here now." That's not what I should have said, Brother Larry, but I did. You say, "You didn't." "Yes, I did." Now, wait a minute. I'm so familiar with those sounds, it didn't bother me. She was not as happy with those sounds as I was. You see, walking by faith means this. I got a lamp and I got a light, but I can't see the whole woods. Everything else is darkness. I see enough to take my next step. I can see the path that I got to go to. But I don't see very far down the path either. But that is exactly what walking by faith is all about. And the Bible can help be your lamp and your light as you walk by faith, not by sight. You see, God's words are the words to get you through the dark times. God's words are the words to help you get through the tangled messes of life and the thickets of life. God's words are the words that will help you through the blackness and the fearful times. Oh, it's not always going to be daylight. It's not always going to be the light of day and you can see for miles and miles. It may be that you just see far enough to see the next step. It may be that you see that multiflora rose thicket. And you go, "I got to go through that one branch at a time as it tears through my flesh. But if the deer got through there, so can I." That's not a good motto to live by. It may not be daylight, but may I testify? It's a lamp to my feet and light on my path, and I always make it home. I always get through. I can't always see very far down the way, but I know to trust its pages and its principles, and I'm going to make it back home. Let me help you for a little while this morning. First of all, God does not ever promise to lighten everything in the dark times. You know, God never promised to give you daylight all the time. Brother Randy, God said, "Ooh, don't trip on that." God said, though, he'd like the next step. He'd give me enough light to where I won't fall in a hole, trip on a log. He said you'd have a light for your path to show you where the next few steps are going to be as you take a few steps at a time. He never promised to light the whole woods up. He never promised that there would be night or day at midnight. But he said, "My word will get you through one step at a time." We want to see the whole trail. I was really glad in Montana when the sun came up. I finally saw where I was hunting. I was really glad to see that. And I saw all kinds of animals. I saw bighorn sheep, saw bear, saw moose. I even saw elk, not close enough to shoot. I saw rattlesnakes, you name it, I saw it all. But I was really glad when it was daylight and I didn't have to worry about what I couldn't see. Can I tell you something? I can't always put the light of day on a situation for you. But we can take the Word of God and open it up and see where the next step is. We'll have enough light from the Word of God to show us where the trail's at. And we'll keep following that trail, keep each step steady until we get our way out. God says that the Bible will light far enough to show just a few more steps. I can't tell you what the end is. I can't tell you how the trail's going to end. I can't always tell you which way it's going to turn or not turn, but I can tell you this: God will help us take the next step. God does not tell us that He's going to light the whole woods around us to get us through. But He did say that the Word of God would be a lamp unto our path, our feet, and a light unto our path. And the two together, we can make it. I may make some wrong turns, but I'll get back to the trail. I don't have to trip and fall. We're going to make it. You don't need to sit down and do nothing and just wait. You keep walking. Isn't that what faith is all about? God says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Man, I've been in places, honestly, when I was hunting. Brother Mike, I don't care how good you read a map, unless you've been there, it doesn't do you any justice. You can know kind of a general direction, but man, I've been in some pretty precarious spots. I remember going up the side of the mountain first evening. I'd seen it in the daylight, but coming down that trail at night, I knew how steep it was going up. I forgot how bad it was going to be coming down. Lord have mercy. I hit spots and said, did I really come up this way? Because getting down, man, you were, and it's in the dark and you've just seen black bears and all kinds of critters and you're thinking, this is going to be exciting. And then there's no oxygen. Man, it's great. Wait a minute. But can I tell you something? God didn't say He'd take the darkness away. But He did say if you'll keep going, He'll keep your feet lighted and your path lit. God didn't say He's going to take those dark times away. I'm sorry. Miss Loretta, a year ago Friday, Brother Jimbo went to heaven. He didn't take the darkness away. But He's been with you each step of the way. Brother Steve, Miss Karen, God didn't say He'd take the darkness away of some of the things you've been through. But He hasn't failed you one step. Not one step. I'll go talk to my wife's family this week. They're facing some pretty dark hours, and I have to tell them the darkness isn't going to be lifted. But I can tell them that we can make it step by step. There's a lamp and a light. They're not real big. They're not going to show you very far. I can't look at my sister-in-law and tell her 10 years from now where things are going to be. But I can tell her how to take the next step. I can show her where the next couple steps are going to be. But did you know, as you start taking those steps, that's not the end of the light. The light keeps going with you. That light carries with you, and you see the next couple steps. But you won't see those next few steps till you take the steps you could see. And when it comes to life in those dark days, I can't tell you where the trail's going, but I can tell you this, if you'll keep walking, God will light the path. Is that not what Psalm 23 is all about? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Surely my cup runneth over. Listen to this. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. That means this. They can't follow if you're not moving. For you to have the goodness and the mercy to follow, you have to stay moving. You can't follow something that's still. You can't follow something that's not moving. And God says you keep moving by my word and by faith. And as you take another step, you'll see where to put your foot for the next one. And as you take another step, you'll see where to put your foot for the next one. You'll see the trail turn a little bit, and you'll know where to put your feet for the next step. And you make it through one step at a time. Say, preacher, I'm just not sure how to make it. I can tell you how. You get up tomorrow. You bathe. You eat your breakfast. You read your Bible. You go to work. You do the things you need to do. It just seems too daunting. You just get up and do the next thing. I can't tell you how many times I've drugged myself out of bed thinking, I don't want to face today. But I've got to. I got to take the next step. I don't know how to make it. I don't either. But I'm going to take the next step. Brother Larry, when I was out there in Montana, we went to this one place. We weren't seeing any action on this mountain, so I would say drove, but that would be the understatement of the century. We somehow got to this other place, and I mean, there were times we were hanging off the side of a mountain on one side and hitting the mountain on the other side, and I mean, it was just... I was glad the guy knew where he was going because I was about ready to scream. And then I get there and we got to walk about a mile and then there's this hill. And he said, Brother Bush, you go up there. You can look down both sides. Sure. It was a 3,000 foot rise. And it was almost vertical at times. I got about halfway up there and I'm dying. I said, Lord, I'm just going to park it here. And he said, no, you got to get to the top. I kept trucking. I said, Lord, I ain't going to make it. He said, you pick them up, I'll put them down. I said, if I pick them up, I'm going to fall backwards and going to go the whole way down. I got to the top of that thing finally. It was the most breathtaking view I'd ever seen. Matter of fact, if you go to the fellowship hall, the picture that Brother Randy painted, I got from that view. I thought, man, I'm going to take a picture. Pulled my cell phone out. And it was the first time in 4 days I had cell reception. I got to talk to my wife standing there. It was great. I was glad I took the next step. And the next step. And the next step. You know, sometimes you can't imagine getting there. But boy, once you get there, it was worth the battle. That darkness may seem oppressive. But the sun's coming up in the morning. Oh, my soul. It's exciting. There's still going to be darkness all around you. But there's a little bit of assurance when you got a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Especially in unfamiliar territory. In familiar territory, no problem. Yeah, that got me in trouble one day. It was turkey hunting. I was walking out the farm. I know my way around that farm, inside, outside, backside, dark, rain, snow, cold, light, doesn't matter. Shoot, didn't even take a flashlight with me. 4:30 in the morning, I'm walking out there. I get clear to the back of the farm. And I hear a pack of coyotes about 100, 150 yards off from me. And it wasn't one or two. I'm talking 10 or 12. It sounded like the creepiest horror flick you ever heard in your life. And then, to make it worse, I hear something walking towards me. Apparently, whatever they were chasing was between me and them. I got a backpack on. I got turkey decoys in one hand. Got a gun in the other hand. And I don't even have a flashlight. I'm thinking, this is not a good thing. Finally, the light clicks on in my head. You have a cell phone. You have a flashlight. So I drop this and drop that and reach in my pocket, trying to get through everything. Finally got my... And whatever was walking towards me was honestly not much farther than me to that door. I was starting to get slightly nervous. My heart rate had increased. I'm going, yeah, yeah. It's just kind of... I don't know if it was a deer, a dog, or a coyote. I have no idea what it was. I just know one thing. I wasn't happy that it was there. I finally get that flashlight out and I see something moving, but I couldn't even see how big or how small it was. And finally, those coyotes go off. Whew. I kept the flashlight out in my hand. Picked everything up, started walking over, got my decoy set up. And there's a squirrel in the tree, in a nest, a squirrel nest in the tree that I hunt in. And this, I was going to hunt from a tree stand because of the where this location was. The birds wouldn't see me. Well, I heard that stupid squirrel in that tree, Brother Larry. So I climb up the tree. And I heard him go around the tree. But I didn't hear him go up very far, Brother Steve. I thought, you know, before I sit down, that thing come back down on my head. And I've had it happen, sit on my shoulder, you know. We ain't going to do this. I was going to go back and tap the back of that tree and see if I can get him shoot up the tree a little bit. Well, I reached behind the tree, and when I went like this, guess who was there? I put my hand right on that stupid squirrel. I swear I saw sparks coming off his toenails going the rest of the way up that tree and choo, 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 choo. That's twice my heart rate had been elevated in just a few minutes. So, okay, God, that's not funny. Can I tell you something? You might not be able to see very far. And there's some unsure things there, but you'll at least be able to see a little farther. Second of all, light chases darkness away, but it doesn't chase all the darkness away. The lamp and the light will chase some of the darkness away, but it's still going to be dark around you. My wife and I were working on that deer. Well, I was working on it. She was holding the light in a leg. and sometimes the bag. But I promise you this, it was still dark in the woods. It was light where I was working, but it was still dark in the woods. We had enough light around us to where things weren't going to bother us. She didn't know that, but I did. She wasn't sure of that, but I was. We had just enough light to where they weren't going to bother us. But everything around us was dark. We'd hear something, all of a sudden, I'd see the flashlight go. No, I need it down here. She didn't like those noises, Brother Larry. I know when she's nervous, trust me. You know, the hiddenness of darkness is still going to be there. But your lamp and your light are going to punch holes in it. The evil still lurks. But the light keeps the evil less likely from attacking. I wasn't worried about a coyote out there. I had a light. It ain't going to come near it. That's foreign. You're not going to see it all. But you'll see enough to get you to safety. The word of God may not show you the whole trail, but it'll show you where the next steps are to get you to safety. That's exactly what God's talking about in Psalm 119, 105. Turn to John chapter 1. May I share some very sweet verses with you? John chapter 1. These verses will now make far more sense to you. John chapter 1, look at verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word. Is that small W or capital? In other words, that's a personal pronoun or personal noun, proper noun. That's a specific. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Look at verse 14. And the Word, capital W again, right? Was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That word glory means light. Did you know that Jesus is the Word of God? And because he's the Word of God, he is the light of the world?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it amazing? The first thing that God did was make light for the earth. The sun to rule by day and the moon to rule by night. Divided the light from the darkness, called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. Go to Genesis 1, you'll find that out. Not right now, later. You see, the light of life will not be understood by the darkness of this world. The Bible said that the light, the darkness, comprehended it not. Did you know the world thinks we're stupid for being in church right now? I think they're stupid for getting drunk at a tailgate at a football game right now. Oh, you shouldn't give your money to the church. You're just throwing your money away. Well, you're drinking yours and putting it down the commode. You're paying it to athletes who are making tens of millions of dollars off of your stupidity. Everybody doing all right? And they think we're weird? Y'all see what I'm talking about? You see, the world has no concept of that. We now have people that say immorality is moral. You now have Congress voting saying that every state has to recognize the Sodomites and the alphabet soup people. Well, it's going to be a cold day where the Booker man lives before I ever marry him. It's not happening. They couldn't make me marry someone before. They're definitely not going to make me marry anybody now. You say, well, preacher, what are you going to do? Not marry them. What if they force you? What can they do? They can't make me say those words. Nah, 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 nah. I'm more stubborn than they are. Isn't it amazing how that they want to criticize Christmas now? Christmas tradition? No, they want to eliminate Christmas truth, not tradition. I'll be cautious how I say this. It's okay to believe in Santa Claus and giving gifts, but to talk about Jesus is bad. I got a problem with that.
Yes, sir.
I just have a problem with that. To be equal, now they want Satanist clubs in schools. Everybody doing okay? Evil is not gone nor removed. But when the light shines, it moves away from you. Some of you are newer Christians. And you hear the word separation. You think, oh, I'm going to have to separate from the world. No, they'll separate from you. Don't worry. You start going to church and reading your Bible. You won't have to worry about separating. They'll from you. I'll go to the airport tomorrow and sit down and open my Bible, and seats will open up everywhere around my wife and I. Never fails. It cracks me up. You ever want a seat by yourself? Just take your Bible and open it up in public. People, it's like you got the plague or COVID or something, you know. They're just backing up. Quarantine, here we go. Whoa. If we stay in the light, which is the Bible, evil will stay at bay. Can I tell you something? Evil is more apt to attack when you're not in the light. I didn't say evil would never attack. But you'll keep it at bay. Isn't it amazing when evil does attack and you strike it with light, what happens? You almost always win. By the way, look at me for a second. It's not knowing that that is a light and how these work that will protect you. You got to push that button and that button and you'll have light. Got it figured out. Make sure the batteries are good and you have light. This one goes on your head. That one goes in your hand. We can do this. I know that. Okay. But until you use it, it doesn't get rid of the darkness. Knowing about it doesn't do anything. Using it does.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much you know about electricity and LEDs and batteries and all the things that go into these things. Matters not to me how much about it you know. Do you know how to use it? It's not about how much you know, but are you using it? Thirdly, and I'll finish. Did you know that if you're using your light in the darkness, others will be able to see your light? Brother Aaron knows what I'm talking about. We out of the farm where we hunt. It's funny, if you get out there first, you start seeing flashlights on neighboring farms. As they're walking to their trees. Brother Aaron's got a head. He's got a train light for his head. He's got one that's got about, I don't know, 5 or 6 different lights on it. It strobes. It's got high beams and low beams. And I mean, he's a city slicker trying to be a country boy. Thing looks like the front end of a train coming at you. It weighs about 5 pounds. I mean, you got to be his size just to hold it up, you know? Wait a minute. I mean, it doesn't have a strap. It's got one that goes this way and this way, so your head doesn't go like this all the time. Wait a minute. I can be 50 acres away from him. And he's on the far other side of the farm, and I can see when he's getting out. Every sign of life is running at me away from his light. I can see him from a long distance. I'll catch up to him and he'd say, "I saw your little light." Yeah. "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Can I tell you why? I'm trying to find my way, but it also helps somebody else that's looking for the way. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, look at verse number 16. Oh, go to verse 14. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Notice it doesn't light the neighborhood. Doesn't light outside the house. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Wow. Can I tell you something? God says, when we shine our light, others will see it. Others will want to come to that light. First time I took Brother Aaron hunting in a place he had never been before, I said, "Wait till you see me coming. I'll have my light." Say, "Why did you have your light on?" "Because I didn't want him shooting me." I'd got to him and I'd say, "How far out did you see?" He said, "I saw your light from the time you got down till you got up here." He said, "Man, I'm glad you know where you're going." I said, "I do. Just turn your light on." His is so bright, I didn't need mine. We walked out. But he was waiting to see my light to feel the security of knowing where to go next. Did you know when you shine your light in that darkness that others are going to see it and say, By the way, when I'm out hunting, I'm looking for those lights because then I know where people are at hunting. And I know how to be careful and where to listen for gunfire and different things. It may not light their way, but it might help them make their way to where their safety. You know, sometimes your light isn't going to shine to light their way. But if they see you, they'll know you're on the path. And they'll come to your light. As you live the truth that you know. As you live every truth that you know, others will want to see the light of that truth. Others may want, by the way, you might not have a target written on you because you have your light. The world sees religion, not the light. Religion is not light. Religion is tradition. I wrote these statements and I'll finish. They need the truth of the gospel, not the philosophy of man and religion. They need the truth of the church, not the tradition of religion. They need the truth of separation, not the acceptability of culture and society in religion. You see, it is the truth that will light the way, not man's philosophy. It is the truth of the church and the purity of the church run by the purity of the Word of God. That's why you need the right light. The King James Bible. We don't need to remake the light. We just need to light the light of the truth. We don't need the colored lights of man. We need the light of the truth. We have these red and green lights out that you can, oh, the deer can't see these. That's a bunch of malarkey. I can't see them either. I'm colorblind. Doesn't do me any good. We need the light of truth. God didn't tell us that he's going to have a 5,000 watt, 10 million candle power light and light the woods when it's dark. But he said, I'll give you a lamp for your feet, and I'll give you a light for your path. And as you take each step, you'll see a couple steps ahead, and you'll be secure in each step you take. And eventually, you'll get to where you need to go. Oh, it's still going to be dark in the woods. You're still not going to be able to see everything. But there's going to be others looking for their way. And if they see your light, they'll come to your light and follow the path you took to get out. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Wow. What an amazing truth. Are you heartbroken? Not sure how to make it? You don't have to see the whole path. He gave you a light for your feet and a lamp for your feet and a little light for your path to make it just a little farther. For we walk by faith, not by sight. What a wonderful, wonderful way to live, folks. During the dark hours. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that truth today is something I needed? Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, scores and scores of hands. Thank you.